It doesn't take a big faith to see the miracle power of God manifest. It just takes a pure faith, one that's not diluted or counterbalanced by unbelief. That's a tremendous truth, and that's what we're talking about today, so stay tuned for the gospel truth.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. So I was saying that the problem with the disciples, the reason they couldn't cast the demon out of this lunatic boy, wasn't the fact that they didn't believe, but rather that they had unbelief. Radical concept. And again, let me give you a personal illustration that will hopefully help you to understand what I'm talking about. I think it was yesterday I gave this illustration of a man who was in a wheelchair. I believe that God told me to minister to him, and he was coming out of that wheelchair. I was bold enough, I had enough faith that I walked up to him, grabbed him by the hand, pulled him out of that wheelchair, but he just fell over on his face, and I had to wrestle him back into his chair, and he went home without receiving his miracle, and I was really confused by it. I was confused because I did have faith. I know I was expecting to see this man heal, and yet I didn't get the right results. And I was confused about that for a long period of time. That's when the Lord began to speak to me about a hardened heart. And some of the ways that I began to see this was I was reading a book about Smith Wigglesworth. I know that many of you have heard of him. He's a man that ministered back in the mid-1900s, and he saw people raised from the dead, a powerful minister, and great things happened. And anyway, as I was reading this book about Smith Wigglesworth, he gave an example that it was actually his son-in-law who was writing this book about him, and he gave an example that it was typical for Smith Wigglesworth that when he held a meeting, he would first of all stand up and he'd say, the first person to get up on this stage will be healed of whatever sickness or disease you have. And he would minister to them, see them healed, and then that would grab the people's attention. He would teach the word about how it happened, and then he would give an altar call at the end where he would pray and see lots of miracles happen. Blind eyes open, deaf ears open, and great miracles. And so anyway, I was reading this story about him, and there was a time that Smith did his typical thing and said, the very first person to get up here on the stage will be healed of whatever you've got. And there was a woman in the audience who was, you know, older. She was 60, 70 years old or whatever. And she had a tumor in her stomach that made it look like she was 8 or 9 months pregnant. And this woman had deteriorated to the degree that she could put her hand around her arm. Her muscles were atrophied. She couldn't stand on her own. So she had two friends, a woman on each side of her that actually helped her sit up and help carry and move her around. And they grabbed this woman and put her on the stage, and she was the first person to be on the stage. So Smith Wigglesworth started ministering to her, and he just told these two women that were holding her up, he said, let her go. And these women said, we can't let her go, she'll fall. And Smith just yelled at them and said, let her go. And they let her go, and boom, this woman fell right on that tumor that was in her stomach and let out this cry of pain. And of course, the audience gasped, and there was all of this unbelief present because they didn't see the manifestation of her healing. And as I was reading this, this reminded me exactly of when I grabbed this man by the hand who was in that wheelchair and commanded him to walk and grabbed him, and he came out and fell over on his face. It was a similar thing. The results, the reaction of the people in the crowd where I was, everybody just gasped and there was unbelief present. The same thing happened to Smith Wigglesworth. It was exactly the same thing. And yet, here's where God began to speak to me. You know how Smith responded to it? He just said, pick her up. So these two women picked her up. They were holding her there again on the stage, and he said, let her go. And these women said, we can't let her go. She'll fall again. And he yelled at them and says, I said, let her go. And so they let her go, and boom, here this woman falls on that tumor again. You know how Smith responded? He said, pick her up. Now, in contrast, you know how I responded when this man that I pulled out of the wheelchair and he fell over on his face? You know how I responded? I was humiliated. I was embarrassed. I was feeling sorry not only for me but for God for the way that I had represented him. And I wrestled this guy back and just basically told him, you know, I believe God's healing you. You stand in faith and keep going on, hold on. And you know what? The way I responded was totally different than the way Smith responded. Now, the first results was exactly the same. But see, here's what God began to show me. It wasn't that Smith Wigglesworth had more faith than I did. I believe I had the same type, the same quality of faith that Smith Wigglesworth had when he said, "Let that woman go," and she fell on her face. I had that same faith when I grabbed this man by the hand and lifted him out of the wheelchair. It was faith. And I've seen my faith work. I had seen people raised from the dead prior to this man coming out of this wheelchair. I know what faith is. And I had faith. And I released faith. But the difference is, now pay attention, this is what I pray that you get. This is what began to just open up my whole heart to this teaching on unbelief and hardness of heart. I did have faith. I had the same type of faith that Smith Wigglesworth had, but the difference is I was still sensitive to what people thought, to people's opinion, to the unbelief of other people. When I stood in faith and commanded something to happen and I didn't see the right results, immediately I started thinking about what are people going to think? Man, I've embarrassed myself. I've embarrassed God. I didn't represent God. And I was sensitive to those things. You know the difference? Smith Wigglesworth, he prayed for this woman the very first time. She fell on her face. He did it a second time. But the difference was he didn't care what anybody else thought. He was so focused, so single-minded upon what God said that this was his son-in-law that was writing this thing, telling this thing in the book that I was reading. And the son-in-law said the most common criticism of Smith Wigglesworth was that he was hard. And see, that's what we're talking about, a hardened heart. We've emphasized primarily about how our heart becomes cold, insensitive, unfeeling, or unyielding towards God. But you can reverse this process to where you're so focused on God, you're sensitive, soft towards Him, but you become hardened towards what you don't consider. And Smith Wigglesworth was so God-centered, God-focused, that he had become hardened to what people said. And the biggest criticism against Smith Wigglesworth was that he was hard, cold, insensitive, unfeeling, and unyielding towards people. And you know why he was that way? Because he was so sensitive to God. You can't be sensitive to God and yet sensitive to the unbelief and the criticisms of people at the same time. They're in opposite directions. So you know what Smith did? He commanded this woman to, he commanded the two women holding this woman with the tumor to let go. She fell on her face twice. And the second time he says, "Pick her up." So they picked her up. And the third time Smith said, "Let her go." And these two women said, "We aren't letting her go this time. She'll fall again." Says, "We aren't doing it." And he said, "You let her go." And this time a man in the audience said, "You beast, leave that poor woman alone." And Smith got angry and yelled at him and said, "You mind your business. I know my business." And then he yelled at those women again with so much authority. He said, "Let her go." They just let her go again the third time. But this time that tumor fell out of her dress and fell on the stage. And she walked right out of there totally healed of cancer. Now, let me just suggest to you that Smith Wigglesworth didn't have an ounce more faith than what I had. He didn't have perfect results the first time either. But the difference was I had tons more unbelief present than what Smith did. Smith didn't have bigger faith than I did. It was just the fact that he had the same faith. The same faith that I had seen raise people from the dead, the same faith that I used to get born again, the same faith that you used to do anything, is the same faith that you used to see the dead raised or the blind healed or anything else. It doesn't take more faith to get cancer healed than it does a cold. The difference is there is more unbelief, fear associated with cancer than there is with a cold. And that's the reason that people get different results. That's the reason for most people it's harder to receive a healing of your cancer than it is to receive a healing of a cold. It's not because it takes more faith. There aren't certain things that you know, it takes big faith, lots of faith to accomplish some things. No, Jesus said right here in Matthew 17:20, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you should say unto this mountain, be thou removed, cast into the sea, and it would obey you. It doesn't take big faith. It just takes a pure faith, a faith that isn't counterbalanced by unbelief. And this is what most people are missing. They just think, I need more faith. They're praying and asking God to increase their faith. Oh, God, give me more faith. They see somebody else who's operating and seeing miracles happen, and they think, oh, I wished I had the faith that he has. You do. There's nobody who has an individual faith. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Our faith comes from God, and God gave every born-again believer the measure of faith, is what it says in Romans 12:3. Not a measure of faith, the measure of faith. There's only one measure. There's only one amount. God gave every one of you who have put faith in His Son, the Lord Jesus, the gift of faith, the measure of faith. You have more than enough faith to accomplish anything you need. It's not that you don't have enough, it's that you have too much unbelief. And that unbelief comes because we are so dominated, so preoccupied with the physical, natural things of this world. And what that does, it hardens our heart towards the faith that God has given us. It desensitizes us to that, and instead it gives Satan this inroad to cause fear, unbelief, worry about what people think. See, in my situation, it wasn't that I didn't have faith to see this man in the wheelchair healed. I did have faith, but I was still susceptible, still swayed by people's opinion, worrying what people think about me. And that unbelief kept the faith that I had from producing the results that I was looking for. So it wasn't that I didn't have faith. I had more than enough faith, but I also had more than enough unbelief. And very few people try and deal with their unbelief level. What they do is just think, I need more faith. No, you got enough faith. What you need is less unbelief. There's a difference. I'm going to continue this on my program tomorrow, and I encourage you to listen in. We're getting into some things that could really help you. And also, please get the materials. Listen as our announcer gives you that information, and then join me again tomorrow as we continue the gospel truth.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request TK59 titled The Cure when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries to help support this radio program and all of the other outreaches. You know, you could visit our website and learn a lot more about what's happening, but this ministry is impacting the world. There is much more than just this radio broadcast. We have a television program that reaches 2.2 billion people potential around the world. 15 Bible colleges. There's a lot of things happening. But you know, it takes a lot of money, especially when we give our materials away to those people who are in need. So if you've been blessed by this ministry and if you'd like to see it continue and be a blessing to someone else, please pray about partnership and then call us at 719-635-1111 and say you'd like to become a partner.